Flynn's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Episode 44, ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa is Spanish for what is happening. And last Tuesday I had no idea what was happening to me. Just when I took the exit from the freeway, my cell phone rang. It was my spouse, Julia, who called me. Can you please come to pick me up at the cafe on your way home? I'm too drunk to drive myself. Of course I could, no problem at all. It was just before 7 p.m, which is unusually early for me to come home on a working day, so I surprised her. Only 10 minutes later, I entered the cafe. It turned out she had been there all afternoon, playing the guitar and singing songs along with a couple of nice friends. She was having a great time. Of course, she wasn't ready to come along with me, so instead I was offered a beer as well, and I joined in with their conversation. I was introduced to two men who want to organize jam sessions in this cafe on a regular basis. They were very nice guys indeed, and Julia said she had a crush on one of them. Would you mind if I make love with him? She asked me. I have to admit I was startled a little, but this has been a point of discussion between us for a long time. Julia and I both fall for men, and we want to stay together, but it would be nice to be able to be with a man occasionally. It would not be fair to change my mind about that at a time like this, so I said it was okay with me. We stayed in the cafe for a long time, and after that we went to a nice Spanish restaurant by the name of ¿Qué pasa? And ordered some tapas. This guy has been married to a Spanish lady for 20 years, so he knew exactly what to order. In a few moments our table was filled with a cornucopia of delicious little dishes, and we all enjoyed the food very much. Tapas are really only a starter in the Spanish kitchen, but we were not even able to finish it all. There really wasn't room for a main course after this. So we ended our dinner with the carajillo. That is coffee with a special kind of Spanish brandy in it. Very nice. All this evening I was the personal chauffeur of Julia and her friends. I was the only one who was sober and able to drive a car. In the rear view mirror I could see Julia and her lover cuddling and French kissing on the back seat. I didn't mind. If you stop to think about everything Julia is doing for me and how accepting she is to me, it is only fair I give her the freedom she needs as well. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snell from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.